Laudetur Jesus Christus. Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia.
Hello and welcome to our special program on the Year of Faith, The Faithful Witness, a series on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.
In a world full of hatred and strife, the good Lord sent us His angel of light. As she cared for the hopeless, the destitute and dying, Mother Teresa was the epitome of love.
You are listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly feature based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. These are people who lived their ordinary lives in extraordinary ways. They are examples of great fortitude and virtue. Their unique stories inspire us to be rooted in our faith. God calls each one of us today to inspire our brothers and sisters and to be witnesses of our faith. The faithful witness of this week is Blessed Teresa of Kolkata. In this month of September, hundreds of thousands of people converge on the headquarters of the Missionaries of Charity in the Indian city of Kolkata to pay homage to its founder, Mother Teresa of Calcutta. People from all walks of life streams into her tomb in the Mother House to pray to her. The whole of Mother Teresa's life and labor bore witness to the joy of loving, the greatness and dignity of every human person, the value of little things done faithfully and with love, and the surpassing worth of friendship with God. Today, let us listen to the last days of Mother Teresa and her beatification. During the last years of her life, despite increasingly severe health problems, Mother Teresa continued to govern her society and respond to the needs of the poor and the church. By 1997, Mother Teresa's sisters numbered nearly 4,000 members and were established in 610 foundations in 123 countries of the world. Today, 5,100 sisters continue her work in these countries. In March 1997, she blessed her newly elected successor as Superior General of the Missionaries of Charity and then made one more trip abroad. After meeting Pope John Paul II for the last time, she returned to Calcutta and spent her final weeks receiving visitors and instructing her sisters. On 5th September, Mother Teresa's earthly life came to an end. She was given the honor of a state funeral by the Government of India. About Mother Teresa's funeral, Daniel Lack of BBC reported from Delhi.
She's regarded by India as one of theirs. She is part of this country. She's received the highest civilian award in India. The Prime Minister here, Mr. Gujral, his reaction came very early on to her death. He said, "Words fail me. She brought love, peace and joy to those usually shunned by society." And accolades as well from the opposition BJP, the Hindu Nationalist Party, which actually described her in the same terms as Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma means great soul, and they used that word to refer to Mother Teresa.
American President Bill Clinton, while condoling her death, said,
"The passing of Mother Teresa, the world has lost one of the giants of our time. She served the poor, the suffering, and the dying. And in so doing, she served as an inspiration and a challenge to all the rest of us."
A Catholic priest who came in contact with Mother Teresa in London said about her,
"She was someone who was remarkably resilient. She would take enormous care looking after people at the expense of her own comfort, at the expense of her own sleep. She was always the first one in the chapel. She was always the first one to get her hands dirty, as it were. She was the last one to bed at night."
Novel Irwin Henschel, a businesswoman whose life changed after meeting Mother Teresa, said,
"Mother Teresa, I met her in September of 1988, and that was a turning point in my life. I was attending a YPO conference in New Delhi, which was with 400 business people, and she said that if each one of you would use the same drive that you use to build your businesses, and you'd use that to help others, just think what a difference that could make for a better world for all. And that is what inspired me to start the Noel Foundation, because of Mother Teresa and her example that she had led in the world of helping people throughout the world. Mother Teresa had a profound effect on me, and she was an inspiration. I think that she's an example to all people of the world. She used to say that what I can do, you cannot do. What you can do, I cannot do. But together we can do great things to make a better world for all. Mother Teresa also always said that charity begins at home. She said that every person needs to find their own Calcutta.
Many called her Saint of the Gutters. She believed there was no disease worse than the feeling of being unwanted. Mother Teresa made it her calling to give hope to the sick and the abandoned, to heal the wounds of despair, to restore their dignity, stolen by an uncaring, cruel world. For Mother Teresa, caring for the poor and the diseased was much more than social service. It was a holy mission to serve Jesus Christ. As she once said, in the slum, in the broken body, in the children, she saw Christ. She touched him.
Mother Teresa's body was buried in the mother house of the Missionaries of Charity. Her tomb quickly became a place of pilgrimage and prayer for people of all faiths, rich and poor alike. Less than 2 years after her death, in view of Mother Teresa's widespread reputation of holiness and the favors being reported, Pope John Paul II permitted the opening of her cause of canonization. On 20th December 2002, the Pope approved the decrees of her heroic virtues and miracles. Pope John Paul II beatified her on 19th October 2003 at St. Peter's Square in Rome. It was World Mission Sunday. During the solemn liturgical celebration, Pope John Paul II spoke of Mother Teresa. The ailing Pope's homily was read by an assistant.
Whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant. With particular emotion, we remember today Mother Teresa, a great servant of the poor, of the church, of the whole world. Her life is a testimony to the dignity and the privilege of humble service. She had chosen not to be just the least, but to be the servant of the least. As a real mother to the poor, she bent down to those suffering various forms of poverty. Her greatness lies in her ability to give without counting the cost, to give until it hurts. Her life was a radical living and a bold proclamation of the gospel. The cry of Jesus on the cross, "I thirst," expressing the depth of God's longing for man, penetrated Mother Teresa's soul and found fertile soil in her heart. Satiating Jesus' thirst for love and for souls, in union with Mary, the mother of Jesus, had become the sole aim of Mother Teresa's existence and the inner force that drew her out of herself and made her run in haste across the globe to labor for the salvation and the sanctification of the poorest of the poor.
Mother's mission, in her own words, was this.
We can all together proclaim the joy of spreading peace, the joy of loving one another, and the joy acknowledging that the poorest of the poor are our brothers and sisters.
From this year, 2013, United Nations has decided to observe 5th September as International Day of Charity, designated to honor Mother Teresa. We would like to conclude this program with a special song sung by Angelina of CWTN honoring Mother Teresa.
Shown peace.
You have been listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly series based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. Our faithful witness today has been Blessed Teresa of Kolkata. If you have a faith experience to share with us, let us know. Visit our website, radiovaticana.va.